This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting the ceasefire holds. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said Monday, despite some incidents, the cessation of hostilities in Syria is largely holding on its third day. He also said a multi-nation task force monitoring the truce is working to make sure violations do not spread and the halt in fighting can continue. France's foreign minister called for a meeting of the task force without the delay to discuss reported air attacks on rebel-held areas. Iranian moderates have won a majority in the country's top clerical body, the Assembly of Experts. They have also a majority in parliament. Two leading hardliners were defeated in their bid for re-election to the 88-member assembly. That is the body that will pick the country's next supreme leader to succeed the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. State television reported Monday that moderate President Hassan Rouhani and his allies won 15 out of Tehran's 16 seats in the election for the assembly, where members serve 8-year terms. Overall, moderates will hold a 59% majority. A new U.S. political survey shows businessman Donald Trump taking a commanding lead in the race for the Republican presidential nomination. CNN ORC said 49% of Republicans support Trump, more than his four remaining challengers combined. In the Democratic race, the poll showed former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton with a widening lead over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Both Republicans and Democrats are getting set for the Super Tuesday contest on Tuesday. For more, check our website. It's voanews.com, and this is VOA News. Somali authorities have arrested six people in connection with Sunday's double bomb attack by al-Shabaab in the town of Baidoa. At least 32 people were killed and more than 60 wounded. Unrest among refugees fleeing the Middle East is spreading among European and Balkan borders. Heather Murdoch reports.
Along the Greek border with Macedonia, refugees and other migrants try to break through the fence to get in, while Macedonian police fire tear gas, hoping to keep thousands of people out. The turmoil in Greece is only part of the bottleneck, as tens of thousands of people clamor to get out of Syria, into Turkey, and on their way towards Europe. Analysts say with the approach of spring weather, the crisis will get worse. Heather Murdoch, Cairo.
An American college student detained in North Korea has publicly confessed to attempting to steal a political banner from a Pyongyang hotel. Otto Warmbier appeared before a group of domestic and foreign journalists Monday in the North Korean capital, accompanied by North Korean guards.
I regret my actions more than anything. I apologize to both the Korean people and the government.
The 21-year-old University of Virginia student who was visiting North Korea with a tour group was arrested last month before boarding a plane out of the country. He had been charged with committing a hostile act against the state with the help of the United States. The Indian government has pledged to spend nearly $13 billion on rural welfare projects to help millions of farmers who have struggled with monsoons and crop failures for 2 years in a row. Presenting the annual budget Monday, Finance Minister Arun Jaitley outlined plans to double the income of the country's 120 million farmers by 2022. Pakistan has executed a man who killed a governor who had opposed the country's blasphemy laws. Mumtaz Qadri, a member of the police's elite force, was part of the team guarding Punjab's governor, Salman Taseer, in January 2011 when Qadri shot Taseer in broad daylight. Qadri was hanged in a prison in Rawalpindi Monday. Protests broke out in several parts of the country as news of the execution spread. Pakistani officials say the sale of F-16 fighter jets would strengthen the nation's ability to mount counter-terrorist operations and promote regional stability. The U.S. government this month approved the sale of the aircraft, radar, and electronic warfare equipment to Pakistan in a deal worth nearly $700 million. The remarks came Monday at the start of strategic talks with the United States. India opposes the sale, and some members of the U.S. Congress are also against it. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.